From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC hands-on radio daily news and weather report for Thursday, June the 4th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. The City of Hudson Democratic Committee announced on Wednesday, June the 3rd, its first round of endorsements for the November election. The committee met on Tuesday, June the 2nd, and endorsed Tiffany Martin Hamilton for mayor, Victor Mendolia for common council president, and incumbent Heather Campbell for treasurer. Mendolia is the chair of the city committee. Common Council President Don Moore was picked to run for 3rd Ward Supervisor. Incumbent Ellen Thurston will not seek re-election. The committee chose Hamilton over Nick Haddad in his second bid for mayor. It also failed to endorse incumbents Henry Haddad and Rick Scalera in their respective bids for re-election. According to statements released by Mendolia, the committee will meet again next week and may make further endorsements at that time. Editor's note, Mendolia and Thurston are local WGXC programmers. Politics on the Hudson is reporting a Quinnipiac University poll released on Wednesday, June the 3rd, shows Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's job approval rating has dropped. 44% of New York voters surveyed approved of Cuomo's performance compared to 42% who disapproved. It was the second-term governor's lowest rating in a Quinnipiac survey since he took office in 2011. Polls conducted by Marist College and Siena College showed similar declines in recent weeks. The poll showed a little more than half the voters disapprove of Cuomo's efforts to improve ethics in the government. When asked if the governor is part of the problem or a part of the solution, 52% said he was part of the problem and 32% said he was part of the solution. In the same poll, only 26% of those surveyed approved of the job the state legislature is doing, 60% disapproved. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced on June the 2nd the groundbreaking of Thatcher Park Center, a $3.8 million project at the 2,500-acre park on Albany County's Helderberg Escarpment. In a press release, the governor said, and I quote, "Thatcher Park is a true gem for the Capital Region, and we are committed to making it more accessible for families and visitors. We are investing in our state parks to offer active new recreational opportunities that will make them year-round attractions. This project will provide a new setting for visitors to gather, learn, and enjoy the park's panoramic views of the Hudson Valley, Adirondacks, Green, and Berkshire Mountains," end quote. Senator George Amador said, and I quote, "Thatcher Park is a jewel within the Capital Region, and the new visitor center is a welcome addition that will highlight the expanded recreational facilities the park has to offer and help to attract even more visitors to enjoy this beautiful natural resource," end quote. J. Braham Jr. is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Hunter Wyndham Cairo and Lexington are amongst the towns in the Catskills awarded development grants announced on June the 2nd. The town of Lexington will use $64,425 for the Lexington Waterfront Park project. The Wyndham Area Recreation Foundation and the town of Wyndham will get $50,000 for Wyndham Path Phase 3 from the Hensonville Center to the Maple Crescent. The town of Hunter gets $26,131 for the Mountain Clove Scenic Byway Gateway signage project, and the town of Cairo wins $75,000 for the Cairo Main Street Multimodal Pathway project. Environmental Commissioner Joe Martin said, and I quote, "These 8 awards, totaling $400,000 for Catskill local governments and not-for-profits, are an investment in the region that will bring sustained economic benefits to the area and help draw visitors to enjoy the Catskills' magnificent natural resource. Under Governor Cuomo's leadership, New York is working to promote the outstanding Catskill recreational opportunities to millions of people who are just a short car ride away," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And in our final story, Dwight Grimm and Lee Vance Wall are working to open the Greenville Drive-In Movie Theater with a Kickstarter campaign at $10,000 as of June the 3rd. The Greenville Drive-In Outdoor Seminar loaded in movie projectors on June the 2nd, according to the photos on Facebook. The drive-in was built by Peter Carlos in 1959. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting patchy fog today before 8 a.m., otherwise it will be partly sunny, with a temperature high near 72 degrees on Thursday night, a slight chance of drizzle after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Friday, a slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after noon. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 75. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. For the weekend, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 53. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:27 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 7 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 4th day of June, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.